is Mishnayis Masech the Sukkah. We're holding Perek Hey, Mishneh Hey. Ein Poichasin Me Esrim Beachas Tekiyas Bamigdash. There was never less than 21 Tekiyas in the Beis Hamigdash. Means every day they blew at least a shofar 21 times. V'yein Moisif and Alaboyim Ushmeina. But you never have more than 48 times. Now, how is this? B'chol yom every day, hoyu sham eskrim v'yachas tkiyos b'migdash. Every day they had 21 tkiyos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, sholosh lepsichas shorim, three in the morning when they first opened up the gates, they blew it three times, a tkiyah, a true tkiyah. A true is also called like one. Then, v'seisha lesomit shel shachar, they did nine by the tomit shel shachar. V'teisha l'tomit shel ben arbaim, and they did nine again in the afternoon, tamid, over musafim. So that's the way you have 21. So every day there was at least 21. 9 and 9 is 18, and then 3 at the beginning is 21. Now, over musafim, a day that they had a korban musaf, hoyu mesifu noy teisha. They had another 9 for the korban atamid. Over erev Shabbos, on erev Shabbos, hoyu mesifu noy tsheish. They blew another 6 tkiyas every erev Shabbos. Sholosh lahavtil omim locha. They blew another three tkiyos to stop the people from doing work, like to prepare them, to tell them it's getting close to Shabbos, stop doing work. V'sholosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. And three right before it became Shabbos to tell the people that even in the house, stop doing the work, get ready, it's becoming Shabbos now. Now, erev Shabbos, shebatoy chachog, an erev Shabbos in the middle of Yom Tiv, hoyu shom aboyim mishmoina. This is the case where we have 48 tkiyos. Sholosh lepsichas shorim. First thing in the morning they do three when they open up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Sholosh l'shara elyon. Three when they open up the gate for the shara elyon, the top gate. V'sholosh l'shara tachton. And three when they open up the lower gate. This is talking about on Sukkis, by the Nisach HaMayim, that we had before. Used to blow three tkiyos when the kohen came to the shara elyon. And then when he came down to the Shara Tachtoin, V'sholosh l'milu hamayim. And another three for the fetching of the water. After they fetched the water and they brought it to the Azara, they blew another three tkiyas. Then V'sholosh agabi mizbeach. Three of them they blew b'shas by the mizbeach. That's b'shas at the time when they were zokviyas arovas b'sidi hamizbeach. The time when they put the arovas on the side of the mizbeach, they blew another three tkiyas. A tkiyah true a tkiyah. Then teisha l'tomit shel shachar, v'teisha l'tomit shel ben habayim, v'teisha l'musafim. And then sholosh, since this was also erev Shabbos, sholosh lahavti l'esom in amlocha, three to stop the people from doing work out in the fields, v'sholosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol, and three that even the people at home should also realize right now it's becoming close to Shabbos. So this on erev Shabbos, on Sukkis, this is the time when we have 48 tkiyas. The Mishnah Vav, Yom Tev Harishon Shel Hachag, the first Yom Tev of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, Hoyu Shom Shloisha Osaporim. They used to bring 13 oxes by the Korban Musaf, V'elim Shnayim and two rams, V'soyir Echud, and one seer, one goat. Now the Mishnah says, Nishtayru Shom Arba Osa Kvosim, there was still another 14 Kvosim, 14 lambs that were also brought. Now this was divided up, l'shmoina mishmoris, to the 8 mishmoris that were left over. In other words, we know there were 24 mishmoris in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Kohanim were divided up into 24 different parts, and each Shabbos, another mishmor would do the Avodah. However, on Yom Tov, all the mishmorim used to come together. So really, there were 24 different mishmoris, watches like of Kohanim, that came to do the avodah of the korban musafim that were brought on Sukkot. So therefore, so far we had 13 aparim that were brought. So each mishmar brought one par. So far we have 13 mishmarim. Then the elim shnayim, there were two elim, two rams, that another two mishmarim brought. So that's 15. The soyer echad, one seer, that another mishmar brought. So far that 16 mishmaras took care of these kabonis. Now what was left over, but hadn't been brought yet, was another 14 kvosim. And how many mishmaram were left over? If we took care of 16 already, and we said there was 24, So there's still another 8 mishmaris left over. So it says, Bayom HaRishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, Shisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, out of these 8 mishmarim left over, 6 of them brought 2 kvasim. So 6 times 2 is 12. We have 12 taken care of already. We have to bring 14. So the Hashar of the leftover 2, Echod Echod, the last 2 mishmarim, each one brought 1 by 1. 1 and 1. So that's how we have all these kabbonis that are brought with the 24 mishmaris. And really, there's a posik in Chumash that says that Purim b'nei bokeh shloshasa, you're supposed to have 13 Purim, Elim shnayim, 2 Elim, kvosim b'nei shana arbosa, 14 kvosim, v'sirizim echad achatis, and 1 sirizim. So all these kabbonis are brought with the 24 mishmaris. Now Basheni, on the second day of Yom Tov, like each day of Yom Tov, it went down one less of the Purim. The first day there were 13 Purim. On the second day there were only 12 Purim. So how do we divide up the Mishmaros on the second day of Yom Tov? So it's like this. Chamisho makrivim shnayim shnayim. 5 of the last Mishmarim bring 2 apiece. So that's 10. V'hashar, we have now 4 left over. V'yashar echad echad. Each one of them brings 1. That's how we have these 14 kfosim. Because on the second day, instead of having only 8 mishmaros left over, we had 9 mishmaros left over. Because instead of having 13 bringing 13 parim, we only had 12 bringing the 12 parim. So therefore there's another mishmar to take care of. So therefore these last kfosim we divide up this way. That 5 of them bring 2, that means 10. And then the last 4 is brought each mishmar by itself. The last 4 mishmarim. Now Bashlishi, on the third day of Yom Tov, that the Purim was even less, was only 11. So we're missing now, there was 10 mishmaros left over at the end. So therefore, out of these last 14 is Arbo Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 4 of them bring 2, so that's 8. So we still have 6 left over. The Yashar, the leftover 6 mishmaros, is Echad Echad. Each one of them brings 1 kevas. Buravi, what do we do on the fourth day? The fourth day, there was only 10 Purim. So really now we're going to have 11 mishmaros left over. So out of these last 14, Shloisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, 3 of the last mishmarim brings 2 apiece, so that's 6. So we have now 8 left over. V'yashar Echad Echad, each one of these 8, each one of the 8 mishmarim brings 1 kevas. So that's how we have 11, the last 11 mishmaros. What about the Chamishi? On the fifth day there were only 9 Purim. So it comes out we have 12 mishmaros left over. So shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim. 2 of the last 12 bring 2 apiece. That's 4. The Ashar and the next 10, echad echad brings 1. Each mishma brings 1 kevas. Bashishi, on the sixth day of Yom Tov, that we only have 8 Purim. So it comes out we have 13 mishmaros left over. Echad makriv shnayim. Only one of them brings 2. The Ashar and the other, the rest of them is echad echad. The rest of the 12 bring 1 apiece. So that's how we have our 14 kvasim by 13 mishmaros. Then Bashri, on the seventh day of Sukkot, here it was equal, because here there was only exactly 24 kabbonis to be brought. So therefore, kulam shavim, every mishmar only brought 1 korban. Now Bashmini, what about on Shmini Atzeres? The last day of Sukkot, Shmini, it's not Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. So here, we did not have so many kabbonis. On Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk says, the par echod is only 1 par, 1 ox, ayel echod, only 1 ram, sir echod, only 1 soyer, v'shiva kvasim, and 7 kvasim. So it comes out there was only 10 kabbonis altogether. So we have 24 mishmaris. So how do we divide up the kabbonis? So the Mishnah says, Chazru lefayis kibra golem. They gave it over to a pious, means like a girl used to choose which mishma would have the right to bring these kabbonis. Like the other regolem, because on every regal the locher is, all the mishmarim have right to come and do the avoida. We don't have enough kabbonis for every single mishmar. So they used to make a pious, they used to like choose to know which one has a right to bring it. Hello. Now Omru, it was said that Mishahikriv Purim Hayoim, a mishmar that was able to bring one of the Purim the first day, lo yakriv l'machor. They did not bring the second day apar, but rather they brought from the other kabbans. El chazrim chalila, like the chain went over and over again. So it comes out there was a variety of the different kabbanas to be brought by the different mishmaras. Mishnah Zayin, b'shleisha prokim bashana, 3 times a year, hoyu kol ha-mishmaros shovim. All the 24 mishmarim were equal, were allowed to come to the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah, and therefore they took back also b'emurei haragolim with the korbanos that were brought on Yom Tovim. Like we just learned, on Yom Tovim, all the 24 mishmaros had a right to come and to do the korbanos to be makriv. Emurei means the fats that are burnt on the mizbeach. They had a right to bring the korbanos. Now uvechilak lechem aponim. They also had a right to divide up the lechem aponim. On Shabbos that came out on Yom Tov, the lechem aponim was divided between all the 24 mishmaros. Even though on a regular Shabbos, they used to change the lechem aponim on Shabbos, and they would take off the old lechem aponim, and they would divide it between the mishmar that just left and the mishmar that just came in. Like we said before, there were 24 mishmaros. It was divided. Each mishmar really worked twice a year. And it comes out that each week there was a mishmar coming in and a mishmar going out. So the regular lechem aponim was divided between those two mishmaros. But a Shabbos that came out on Yom Tov, when they took off the lechem aponim, they divided it between all the 24 mishmaros. And b'atzeres, the same thing on Yom Tov of Shavuos, where they brought the shtei halechem, also it was divided between all the 24 mishmaros. And Omrim Lo, they used to say to the Kohanim like this, hey lech matzah, here is the matzah, the lechem aponim was made from matzah, not chometz, and hey lech chometz. On Shavuos though, the shtei halechem, that was made from chometz. They would tell him, here, take a portion of chometz also. Now, mishmar shezmana kavua, the mishmar that its man was to come right now, in other words, even during Yom Tov, there was still a regular mishmar of that week. So that mishmar of that week, they were makriv tamidim. They were the ones to bring the korban hatamid even throughout that week of Yom Tov. In other words, that the Mishnah before said, that all 24 mishmaros divide up the kavanas, that's only the kavanas that come special for the Yom Tov, the musafim. But the regular Tamidim that come every single day, that only the special Mishmar of that week was able to bring. So therefore, that Mishmar Shezman Kavua, the Mishmar of that week, who Makriv Tamidim? They were the only ones able to bring the Korban HaTamid of that week, even though it was Yom Tov. And the same thing, Nedorim and Nedover, so Shar Kabana Satzivar. A Neder and Nedover of a private one, it means a promise or a present, or even a Kabana Satzivar. If it's not a special korban that's brought because of the Yom Tov, then only that mishmar was able to bring it. Or Makriv es HaKoil, and this special mishmar of this week brought all the korbanos that were supposed to be brought. And the Gemara explains it's coming to be marba, even the Kayetz HaMizbeach, the special oil that was brought when the Mizbeach was empty, a Kayetz HaMizbeach, also only this mishmar was able to bring, even though it was Yom Tov. In other words, the only korbanos that all the mishmarim could bring together was only the kabbanis that are brought specially for Yom Tov, the Musafim of Yom Tov. Now, Yom Tov has Somach l'Shabbos. Let's say when Yom Tov comes out either right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos, Bein l'Lefaneh or Bein l'Achreh, either right before the last day of Yom Tov was on Friday, or the last day of Yom Tov is on Sunday, Hayukola Mishmaros Shovim Bechilik Lechem Aponim. Still, all the Mishmaros divided equally the Lechem Aponim of that week. Even though when Yom Tov ended Friday, so really Shabbos is not a Shabbos of Yom Tov anymore, it's a Shabbos after Yom Tov, that really we should say the Lechem Aponim should only be divided between the Mishmaros of that week. Still we say no, since all the Mishmaros that was there for Yom Tov did not have enough time to go home, or they can't go home until after Shabbos, so since they're all staying there anyway, we let them all divide again the Lechem Aponim equally.
The Mishnah Ches, Chol Liyos Yom Echad, Lahafsek Beintayim. Let's say there's 1 day break in between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, which means either, let's say, the last day of Yom Tov was on Thursday. So Lamaisa, there is a Friday in between before Shabbos that the Kohanim could go home. Or else, let's say the first day of Yom Tov is on Monday. So there is a Sunday in between that the Kohanim could come to the Beis Hamikdash on Sunday. So it's not like the Mishnah before, where the Kohanim had no time to come or to go home, like before, right after Shabbos. Therefore, we say they all divided up the lechem upon them equally. But in the Shabbos like this, where there was a day in between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, so then we say, Mishma shez manei kavua, the regular two mishmarim that are coming in and going out now, hoyo noitel esachalas. They divided 10 of the 12 shtei halechem, the 12 lechem upon them. As even though usually on a regular Shabbos, that all 12 of the lechem upon him was divided, was divorced, soon see how, but was divided between the mishma that comes in and the mishma that goes out. But on this Shabbos, since there were a lot of kahanim that still stayed over, so only 10 of them was divided between the regular two mishmaris, v'hamisakev neitel shtayim. But the other kahanim that are still coming, like came early, it was when Yom Tov came out on Monday, they came early before Shabbos, or else when Yom Tov ended on Thursday, that some kahanim did not go home, they still stayed there, so the ones that stayed or came early, they divide the two of the lechem upon him. Uvishar yimay sashana. What about the rest of the year, which is not a Shabbos, what has to do with Yom Tov? So then Allah reads that hanichnas neitel sheish. The new mishma that's coming in now takes 6 of the 12 lechem aponims. V'hayoytzei neitel sheish. And the mishma that's leaving now also takes 6. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Equal, divided equally, 6 and 6. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that hanichnas neitel sheva. The new mishma that's coming in, they have a right to take 7 of the 12 lechem aponim. V'hayoytzei, the mishma that's leaving, neitel chomesh, he only takes 5 of the lechem aponim.
Then the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the one that's coming in gets 2 more lechems than the one that's going out, because they have to open the gates also. Now, hanichnosim chokim batzofim. The new mishma that's coming in, they divide on the north side. V'hayoytzim, the mishma that's leaving, badorim, they divide on the south side. Bilgo is the name of a mishma that they had a knas that li'olam chalekes badorim. They always divide on the south side. Even though when they came in, they also only divided on the south side. V'tabata kavua, and the tabas, the ring, was kavua, was stationary there. V'chaloina stuma, and the window was clogged up, closed up. So that it says v'tabata kavua means there were 24 rings there for the 24 different mishmaris, and these rings were used to put the head of the korban inside it to be able to make a shechita. So that's called v'tabata kavua. The rings were stationary, were in a special place, which was on the tzufayna shel mizbech, which was on the north side of the mizbech. Then the end of the Mishnah says v'chaloina stuma, that the window was sosen, closed up. And this window refers to the window where they used to keep their knives for the shechita. But they used to hide, they used to have a special lishka, a special room where they used to put their knives. So it says there that v'chaloina stuma, that the window was blocked up there in that room where they used to store their knives. All right, stop here for Masechta Sukkah. Now Mitzvah will learn Masechta Beyah.